Hello and welcome to a brand new hot piping episode of The Grub. I am joined, as always, with Greg Larson.
Greg Larson, big boy on the scene.
And instead of Edo, we have our first returning guest. You guys loved her. We loved her. It's Danielle Walker. Hello.
Danielle, welcome to The Grub.
How are you, Danielle? Are you feeling good?
Very good.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Now, Danielle, did you stop with the little giggling, please?
Sorry.
Serious boy.
We do need to get serious because did you happen to get your cast your peepers across the three ads that we made for The Grub?
I did.
Yeah. So a lot of people have seen them.
Mm. A lot of people
have been sharing them and viewing.
A lot of people voted on our Twitter. 200 people and rocked up for the vote, which is great.
And yeah, it's really good.
I think on Facebook as well.
So. I think we can announce today that, you know, we are going to be putting it on hold and taking a look at those results because I feel like. I feel like the results could have been. I just want to check for tampering. For vote tampering.
I don't think there was any tampering whatsoever.
I want to check for Russian interference.
Yeah, right. So you probably guess that Greg's lost.
Yeah.
The winner overwhelmingly is my ad with Funny Lady.
Yeah.
The people have spoken and they have said more limes.
We had Brexit, we had Trump.
Mm.
But this is worse.
You're saying this is a right-wing?
This is a right-wing conspiracy. And if you voted for Funny Lady, you are a neo-Nazi.
I think I got across the board, I got about 50% of the votes.
Yeah. You got twice as many as us.
Yeah.
Did you release them all at the same time?
After the other. And we gave them each time to breathe and then ran the poll after they'd all been out for a little bit and we'd shared them a bunch of times.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I feel like, of course, Funny Lady's going to win it. But the good news is...
Well, that's because it's the best character. I mean, she transcends comedy. She There's something in her for everyone. Mm. You know, you guys give her a lot of grief, but in actuality, she is a kind of... genius.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, you say potato, I say fucking fuck, man.
But there is good. That's the good news.
There's
bad news.
No, I consider it better news. We fucked up. Because we went into this looking at the price of what an ad would cost. And we did look at the price of what an ad would cost on late night TV. And we went, that's quite affordable. We can achieve this. What we didn't know at the time that we do know now is you can't buy just one ad.
Yeah.
It's like going into a grocery shop and going, can I have one rice?
Yeah.
One little grain.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck.
No.
They are not interested in selling you one ad.
No.
You got to buy a lot of ads. we're talking like minimum spend $15,000 kind of deal.
Okay.
So this is something that we're going to save up for.
I knew it couldn't have been true.
Yeah.
Because if it's like $100 and something to get a late night ad, I would have done it already. Everyone would have done it. Everyone would chuck up a late night ad going, hey, I'm Darren. Just hello.
Hello.
You know.
I am still, I have not given up hope.
Yeah.
I am still up for it. It'll just take us a little bit of time to save.
Yeah.
You know? And you can help us get that little bit closer to having to being on television.
We need to talk about this before we spend even if it takes time to save. Is $15,000 really a good use?
So subscribe to our Patreon to get us to fill up that bar to make us on TV.
If anyone out there in the works in the advertising industry and you know a way that we could do this without spending $15,000, we'd love to hear.
We would love to hear from you. Yeah.
How can we do it? Can we sort of jump on in with someone else's purchase?
Yeah.
And go, can you slip one the equivalent of lady ad in there?
The equivalent of sharing, you know, one side, one flyer with two different shows.
Exactly. Except this case, it would be 30 flyers, and one of the flyers has our flyer on the back. but if there's any way, you can see. But we'll still do, I reckon, the banner. Well, the robocalls. We still got the robocalls.
Well, no, that is the case. So we still have the air banner in the sky, and we still have the robocalls. And I think at this point we're going to go for the robocalls. Yeah. That seems to be the most affordable and the most fun. So I think that's part of the campaign, while we save for that big TV moment, unless anyone else has any good ideas. Danielle, do you have any good ideas?
Can the $15,000, can I ask, is that for a national ad? Or?
Yeah, it would be national.
Okay, you would do national.
What about local? You know, not everything's national.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
You could choose a very specific area. You could do like just Darwin.
Yeah, but we could do Darwin.
I think it still has to be like $15,000 and then you get whatever you want.
What if you like you said, cross-promote.
Mm.
I saw an ad, which is Huey from Huey's Cooking, and he's pretending to do an ad for his show, and then it goes into – it's actually an ad for Sexpo. That's a real ad. So what if you that's guys really just cool. did an ad for The Grub and then that's contacted Sexpo?
I mean, Sexpo is on in brand for us.
There's nothing that makes me hornier than Ian Hewitson.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea. I'd love to get Huey and Sexpo involved in our campaign.
So if you are horny and affiliated with Sexpo, hit us up. We want to do some Cropo.
Yeah.
That's cross promotion in the industry.
So we can't, I think we can't sort of make a decision and start running anything until Edo gets back next week about you know, robocalls and all that kind of stuff. But for now, I'd like to, this week, just maybe run you through and maybe get the audience to vote on. Well, I have a dog.
Mm.
Ben, you've got a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Danielle, do you have a dog?
No, I did.
Mm. Oh. Brutal.
They died.
Yeah.
Well, I thought one of the fun things, now that I'm thinking about a dead dog, would be dog owners, we're a funny bunch, you know? We're a funny bunch, and sometimes we like to sing little songs to our dogs, and I do. So today I'd like to maybe throughout the episode sing 30 or 40 of the little songs that I sing for my dog.
Well, before you do that, what about this?
Welcome back to Shoes or Poos, the game show where we ask, is it a shoe or is it a poo? Round three begins. We got Sarah on 71 points and we got Kevin on 38 points. But it's anyone's game at this point. We know we can make it up. We got double points in this round. So let's go. Sarah, first question. Sniff this. Is it a shoe or a poo?
It does smell like egg. But if it's a shoe, it could have just walked through an egg.
5 seconds.
Poo!
They're incorrect. That was a stinky, stinky shoe.
Ah!
Kevin, you're around up next. Have a look at this picture. Is that a shoe or is that a poo?
Well, they're both browns, but as we all know, shoes can be brown as well. It is oblong, just like a shoe, but so again, poos, very close. I think I can just make out maybe a lace hole. I'm going to go shoe.
You're going to go shoe? Correct. That is a pair of Converse green shoes.
Yes.
Strange that you said they were brown. Strange that you even thought they might be poos.
I'm red-green colorblind.
All right. Now we're into the bonus 50 boy mega round of shoes or poos. Get your fingers on the buzzers. Your name is your buzzer. Jump in with your name. Your name's Kevin. Your name's Sarah.
I know.
And when we do it, we get him into it. Okay, so let's get into it now. Let's get into it now. First question on the ball and the buzzer. Here we go. What comes out of your bum when you've digested food? Go!
Kevin.
Sarah got in there first.
Corny poo.
Corny poo. I will accept it. I would have also accepted runny poo or just poo. Question two. What goes on your feet when you want to put some footwear on your feet? Kevin.
That would be shoes.
Shoes is correct. I would have also accepted shoes filled with poos.
Question three, and this is the question that wins it all. I don't give a shit about the points. I don't give a fuck about the points that have happened so far. If you even come to my house and say you can't, you mucked around with the points, I'll just shoot you in the face. Because this is the question that wins the whole fucking thing. Fingers on the buzzers. Question number three. In my undies right now, is there a shoe or is there a poo?
Kevin. Shoe.
You are partly correct. I ate a shoe and I pooed it out. So, Kevin, you don't get killed today. The game show gets you killed if you lose.
No.
Sarah.
No, I was so close. I wanted a year's supply of shoes.
That was Shoes or Poos. Come down! Come down next week for more!
He's a wolf boy, and he don't need money, cause he's wolf, wolf, wolfing every day. You can rely on your wolf boy money. You can rely on your wolf boy money. He's a wolf boy. That's it. That's
great.
And I just sort of do that on repeat for quite a while.
That's really good.
So that's one of the songs that I sing about my dog.
Yeah, I'm really glad that we're doing this episode.
Yeah, it's really fun. Okay, get up. Get up. Wolf boy, and it don't need money. Oh, wait, that's not even the lyrics.
No.
That's fine. Get up, Brick House karaoke version. So this is one of the other songs. Daniel, what did you think of the wolf boy?
I thought it was good. I think it was really good.
I usually sing that to my dog. Here we go. Okay, so this is another one I do. I usually don't do this whole intro part, but I'll go, yeah. So I'll usually just come in. I think it's the chorus, so I might. Okay. He's a wolf dog. He's mighty woofy. He loves to woof around. He's a wolf dog. That dog is stacked and ain't holding nothing back. Ow! Yeah,
right.
So that's one of them.
Uh-huh. You want one more?
Yeah, what's the other one I sing? Can you get up the theme to The American Office? That would be the ideal song for me. Just get that one going. Oh, that's an ad. Mm. What's the ad for?
The Gentleman.
The Gentleman?
Yeah.
I don't know what The Gentleman is.
Charlie.
Birdie, birdie, bird. My dog's name is Bird. Bird, bird, birdie, birdie, bird. Bird, birdie, birdie, bird. Birdie, birdie, bird. Bird, birdie, birdie, bird. Bird, birdie, birdie, bird. Bird, bird, birdie, birdie, bird. Bird, birdie, birdie, bird. Birdie, birdie, bird. Bird, birdie, birdie, bird. Birdie, bird, birdie, bird, birdie, bird, bird.
Cool. Out of everything that we've done, this is the worst. Yeah, I think so. What do you think, Danielle? I'm so sorry that you had to be here for this.
I think everybody does this for their dog, so it's good.
Yeah, I think it's universal. I think it's something we can all get behind. And it's not just talking about fucking and coming and pissing.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just about singing a nice little song.
So I make up. I'm actually a little bit more original and artistic, and I actually make up, compose songs for 50 Cats, my dog.
Okay. Well, why don't we have a listen to something else and come back and you can do your dog songs.
Okay.
And we'll decide whose is the better dog song.
Okay.
Hi, and welcome back to Late Mornings with The Grub. I'm here with an exclusive offer with a product that will revolutionize skin cream. as we know it. I'm joined by the absolute cream team, Jeffrey and Sindel Thompson. Hello, and thank you for joining me, Jeffrey and Sindel.
Lovely to be here.
Hello, thank you so much for having us on.
Now, Sindel, this is your baby, isn't it?
Yes.
You are the first one that to create, come up with this idea.
Well, I don't want to take anything away from Jeffrey.
No. She's the cream queen. she it was her idea to begin with the creams. I've been doing my own thing, and then we had a collaboration. But you tell the start,
Sindel,
of it, love. You
tell the start of it. What started you on this cream journey?
Well, see, in my sort of mid to late 30s, I started to notice fine lines forming around my eyes.
Crow's feet. Yeah.
Yes.
I hate them.
A lot of crow's feet. I'd always point them out.
I'd
always point them out. I'd go, yuck. What are you doing?
It has taken an impact on my self-esteem. Anyway, so I started spending sort of a lot of money on skincare.
It's so expensive.
It is so expensive. And you do want to see results, especially if you've got a husband who points at you and says, yuck.
Yes,
yuck.
Exactly. I want a good looking wife. Always said it. Always.
Well, mission
always
accomplished.
Yeah. That's right. She's hot.
Thank you so much. And the skincare, a lot of the skincare on the shelf, you know, there's fads that they go through. And at the moment, the fad seems to be for anti-aging, it's all fruit. Blueberries are big in skincare. But blueberries, they're supposed to be anti-aging. What's the oldest blueberry you've ever seen?
Well, I don't know, maybe a few seconds.
Well, that's right. Yeah, the blueberries go rotten straight away. Get them out.
You can't keep them in the fridge for longer than 3 days. You know, they're soft.
Yeah. Absolutely. And why would you?
I noticed that, and I just said to Jeffrey, I was like, you know, why would they make skincare out of something that doesn't even last that long?
Yeah.
You know, and then Jeffrey, he started to do one of his experiments.
Take it away, honey. Yeah, well, I thought I was doing a lot of experiments out in the shed. I'm an experiment man. I love science, all that kind of stuff. I'm always out there doing experiments. I do weird stuff with all kinds of things, right?
That's right.
And this one day I decided I'm going to buy a cheeseburger from McDonald's. Right.
Yep.
I buy a lot of cheeseburgers from McDonald's. I probably about 30, 40 cheeseburgers a day, you know.
Of course, that's
in
great.
A lot of ways. But so one day I got this cheeseburger. I thought, what'll happen here if I just put this cheeseburger up on the shelf, just have a look at it every day?
He tried for months to start it, but he kept eating the cheeseburger.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, you got guilty as charged. So what I've done is I've put this cheeseburger up on the shelf and I just left it there, looked at it every day, took a photo of it every day. Year later, that cheeseburger, it looked the same.
Wow.
It looked the same. It didn't rot.
Bun, still smooth.
Still smooth.
Unbelievable.
Still smooth. And then I ate it, tasted yuck, but it was still okay.
Great.
And aesthetically?
Then, yeah, aesthetically, beautiful. It was fine. And then I did it. I thought, is that a fluke? Did another one, right? Did another one. Year later, boos, there it is. Cheeseburger, still intact.
Wow,
and I came running in to the house. I was screaming, honey, we've got a cheeseburger. It hasn't eroded. It hasn't deformed. It still looks beautiful.
Wow.
And I said, what could we do to get this onto your face?
And I said, rub the patty straight on.
Rub the patty
Use
straight
the
on.
Use the patty like a cotton round and just rub it on.
And I did. I got that patty out. I rubbed it round. I smeared the cheese all around.
Mm-hmm.
Smeared the cheese. I wanted to eat it, but I didn't. And I put it all around. I put it all and smeared burger
all over your
all
wife.
All over my wife's face.
And now look at me.
Yeah. Look
Gorgeous.
At that.
Gorgeous.
Not a single wrinkle.
You tell me you look for a crow's foot right now. Look.
I can't see
it. You can't see one. You fucking idiot. You can't see one.
So a lot of these new creams with fruit and whatnot, they could set you back $1,000.
Yeah.
Maybe even more.
Mm-hmm.
How much is this new burger cream going to cost us?
$2,000, but still.
It doesn't. Of course. A fruit, think about this. Fruit, you're paying $1,000, potentially a little bit more for skincare.
Yeah.
The fruit only lasts, like I said before, not even a week.
We're
giving you something that will last forever. That is priceless. And we're selling it for the mere small price of $2,000. Tell them about the experiment with the rats.
I got a bunch of rats. Which one? The one where I drowned them or the one where
I
gassed
them? The one with
the burgers. The burgers.
Okay. So you could just edit that bit out.
Yeah. Absolutely. So you drowned some rats.
He drowned them in burger stuff, but they didn't actually drown. It was a figure of speech.
The rats. We got a big vat. We got the burger stuff. We distilled it out. We got into an oil, like a cream type oil. Put all the rats inside. Closed it up. Shook it up. for a good 30 to 40 hours, just constant shaking, constant just immersion in the oil. Those rats came out. They were movie rats.
Yes.
They look. You could put them in a film.
The sexiest rats.
You Sex in the City.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Sex in the City. It made me think of Sex in the City. Sex in the City 2, when they go into the beautiful Arabian deserts. That's what these rats reminded
Amazing.
Me of.
They were.
And so yeah. let's just, we've got it right here. Mm-hmm. If you just want to maybe apply, I've got some smile lines because I love to laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
And so what would you sort of, how would you go about sort of applying that?
Well, what I'd do is I'd, because it's an all over face cream, you know, I'd put it, I'd rub it everywhere except for the lower eye, under eye area. That's a delicate area. Mm-hmm. When you get to that area, you want to tap it in with your ring finger because that finger's the weakest finger. So you just want to, you don't want to use too much pressure there. Just tap it in.
But the other thing you could do here, let's slather him up, love. Come on, let's get him. And so what you want to do is you want to get the cream, just push it all on, slob it all around. There we go. And then what I'm going to do here, so instead of a tap, this is something I like to do. Just hold still, and I'm gonna use just the tippy tip of my tongue. And I'm just gonna lick just around your eyeball with the cream. So just let.
Wow, I can really feel your tongue.
Oh no, Jeffrey!
I'll taste the blood.
I
shouldn't have done it again.
Jeffrey.
I shouldn't have done it again. With the cream team, please pick up our cream.
We'll be back with more. But now Sarge is going to show us some tricks in the garden. Over to you, Sarge.
Four paws and a tum. She's four paws and a tum. That's 54. Paws and a tum. It's four paws and a tum. That's 50. That's one.
Mm-hmm. Can I critique it?
No.
Okay, so there's no backing music of any
No, because I do a cappella. I'm artistic. I've got the voice of an angel.
Yeah.
And it's just me and this little sausage dog running around the house.
Because all dogs have four paws and a tum, except for ones that have been either paws or legs cut off or colonoscopies.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's fine. Mm. What's wrong? What's wrong with that?
It's nothing. It's good. Four paws and a tum. Yeah. It's cute.
Okay. 50 cats, it's 50 cats. It's 50 cats, it's 50 cats. It's 50 cats, it's 50 cats. It's 50 cats, it's 50 cats. 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 It's 50 cats, it's 50 cats. Yeah, what do you think about that one?
That was catchy.
Yeah, I got into it.
Yeah, you did.
I couldn't not
I got you.
You can't not sing that one.
No.
So, yeah, that's okay. Any others?
I'm finding it hard. Sometimes I'll just woof, like woof, woof. Woof, 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 woof. So, cool. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Do you want to hear the song that I sing for my dead dog, Sarge?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you bring up the karaoke song for Yesterday by the Beatles?
Okay, well, I'm doing that. Listen to this.
Have you ever pissed into your own ass? I have. It's so good.
Fill her up. The Grub.
Is your pussy a real diva? Your pussy wants a glittery diva cup to put in it? Is your pussy sick of getting toxic shock syndrome and making you lose a leg? Our diva cups for diva pussies have inbuilt LED lights in them so your pussy can feel like a real glamorous souped up Nissan Skyline. Diva cups for diva pussies hold your menstrual blood in style. Well, don't take our word for it. Take it from the lips of the world's famous pussies.
I like to bleed exclusively in my diva cup. I don't like tampons or pads. It's diva cups or it's nothing, honey.
I don't like being handed things, but when I was handed a diva cup, oh yes, please.
I love my diva cup.
I only travel in helicopters and private jets, and I only use diva cups.
Control the uncontrollable. Catch your blood with diva cup.
I'm funny lady, and I only use diva cups. More limes, darling.
Sergey boy, oh my beautiful boy, you've gone away. Now you're dead and I'm so sad, oh boy, my Sergey boy, you're in the ground. Sergey boy.
Oh no, this is the saddest
thing. Oh my Sarge, my darling boy, you're gone. Oh, I miss you, boy, every day. Sorry.
Oh, this is sadder.
I'm gonna stop now. I'm sorry. I gotta stop.
This is sadder than that.
Oh, Sarge, my boy. I miss you so much every day. Where did you go?
Alright, we're sorry, here's something else to cheer you up.
God.
The Grub.
Welcome back to The Grub, and we've got a guest in for us with something to make you think. And also to make your wallet think, a new TAFE course.
Mm. I don't really know what do you mean by wallet thinking.
I don't know.
Employment, I guess.
Yeah.
And it costs money to do a TAFE course, so that all makes sense, I guess.
Yeah.
But we support, you know, education and, you know, a lot of people just sort of go to uni and don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And they don't realize that TAFE is a valuable, you know, alternative. Yeah. And
in fact, you're more likely to get job if you've got a trade go to TAFE.
And so, you know, so in supporting education, supporting the employment, we have someone from just TAFE, I guess, just a TAFE.
Yeah.
Her name is
Lindsay Crabb.
Lindsay,
thanks for joining us.
No worries, good to be here.
Yeah, no, thank you. And so what, you're here to promote a new TAFE course, is that correct?
Yep, it's a six-week course.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody get a job.
Uh-huh.
And it's great to have on your resume.
This sounds like quite a short course.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not like a science degree.
Mm.
It's just, it's a social degree.
Social.
It's not even a degree. It's a certificate. Certificate 2.
Yeah. Right. Certificate okay. 2.
Well, that makes more sense.
Yeah, yeah. So in like social science, are you saying, or social?
Just being social. It's just social etiquette, basically.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, so people say, always be yourself. That's how you get jobs.
Yeah.
Just be yourself in the interview.
Yeah.
But some people shouldn't be themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
You ever met a real cooked, real weirdo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I've met a couple of cooked weirdos in my time.
Cooked weirdo.
Yeah. So basically, we try and iron out those weirdos straight, make them normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Try and make them normal.
So anyone who's too cooked, you try and sort of bring them back.
Yeah, we teach them phrases to say, things like that, you know, instead of coming in being like, what's your favorite thing to do on the weekend, you know, because people in interviews, they want to see if they'd fit into the culture.
Mm-hmm.
We'd say, don't say you collect dead lizards off the side of the roads and make them into piñatas or something. Because some people, they'll say stuff like that and that's not going to help you.
Yeah. Do people really say stuff like that?
Oh, we've had some proper psychos in.
Yeah, really?
Yes.
Yeah. What are some of the sort of examples? I mean, I guess you'll run through examples, but what are some examples that people make, mistakes that they make in these kinds of situations?
They'll be themselves.
Mm.
That's the main issue, is people be themselves instead of trying to be a normal person. Hit me with a question and I'll answer.
What would you say your biggest strengths are?
Me? I'm a little bit of a perfectionist myself.
Mm. Yeah, right.
That's a good one to say.
Mm.
You don't want to say your biggest strength is that you can keep edging for hours on end, which is what, again, proper psychos come to this course.
What is edging?
You can keep edging is when you sort of like you keep fucking on until like you're the brink of coming, and then you stop. You stop, so you don't come, and then you keep going again.
Okay.
So that happens. That happens a bit in job interviews.
People don't know how to be normal.
Yeah, so okay. Talk about edging.
So, what are you getting for lunch today?
I would like to get an egg and lettuce sandwich. Classic normal answer.
Yeah.
Keen's curry powder in there. That's a good answer. Normal. Well, yeah, very normal.
Keen's curry powder.
It's the one in the orange.
Yeah.
The orange.
I feel like that's verging on. Yeah.
No, that's normal. That's normal. That's a good normal one. Okay. That's mundane, that is.
Yeah.
You said.
What's another one that you would have said no?
I'm going out to get some witchetty grubs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's weird. Yeah. Mm. Weird for some, but not for others.
You know, what about when you're in that sort of typical, I always hate that, the interview question, where it's, what's your biggest weakness, you know, and you never know what to say.
Mm.
And what's your biggest?
That's when you say the same thing. You say biggest strength, biggest weakness, as I said before, perfectionism. Perfectionism is of the worst because you'll never do anything.
Mm.
But it also says, yeah, I like things to be perfect.
So biggest strength, biggest weakness, you say the same thing. Okay.
Nice.
And what's an example of biggest weakness that isn't
Say? People shave themselves so that they get ingrown hairs, and then they'll pluck them out all the time so that they get bloody scabs on them, and then they'll bleed through their T-shirts at work, and that will be a big weakness because you're open to infection, so you have more sick days.
Okay, what about this one? Where do you live?
You want to say a very nice house in the suburbs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to say in my dad's cubby house.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Well, so it seems like, you know, this is the kind of course where I, you know, it's kind of sad that it's necessary, but I guess it is if you've got a lot of cooked psycho fucking weirdos.
Yeah, you need them to blend into society.
Yeah right. So you're helping cooked psychos blend
fit in.
Yes. Yeah, nice. I mean, that's more dangerous, don't you think, isn't that? We want to see these psychos.
Well, you know, you also want them to have a job to be contributing to the taxpayer system.
That is true. Can you sort of do me and Greg in terms of like, what would you change about us to make us less freakish or whatever?
Well, get rid of the glasses immediately.
Yeah.
Okay. I would say also if we could maybe put you both in suit jackets, that would be good.
Mm-hmm.
If you could somehow put some like eye drops in your eyes, Greg, so that you look a bit more like awake and focused. That would be good.
Okay.
You can look you look quite sleepy now. Yeah. And your face is like, it's like the skin's just hanging there. So we sort of pull that back, maybe with some of that tape behind you, tape that back as well, make you look less like a melting bit of Easter egg.
Yeah.
What about me?
You shave off that mustache immediately.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Probably file down those teeth a little bit.
File them down? Yeah. Why?
Just keep them all the same length at the end so they're all flush.
Okay. You know, they're not
different.
Flush?
No, they're all different lengths.
Oh, that's hurtful.
This has made me feel bad.
you said you wanted
feedback?
Yeah.
This is what the course is about. So, you've got to come to terms with who you are.
Okay.
And, I mean, the testimonials speak for themselves, so. Can you play the testimonials, please?
Sure.
We'll play the testimonials.
I used to lick my shoes before putting them on, and Lindsay taught me that that's not okay, that I should just put on a nice comfy pair of Clarks. Thanks, Lindsay. You've saved the day yet again.
You know when you got, you need to hock a massive golly, and you're like... You're not actually supposed to do that in front of people, and that's the thing that Lindsay taught me at this TAFE course.
I used to lick salami and then put it over my boobs, and then I'd open up my t-shirt and show people and be like, look how big my nipples are. They told me, no, I can't show my boobs anyway. And now I've got a full-time job.
I used to
collect pictures of all the ladies I liked. I love Elle Macpherson. I love Cindy Crawford. And I used to do tributes to them, cum tributes, in the office, around schools. And Lindsay taught me that that is not okay. And now I'm the president of a piping company.
It's actually not okay to go into the dunny at work when there's other people in there, and as soon as you sit down, yell out, "I'm popping!" And then every time a poop comes out, you go, "Poop one, poop two, poop three, poop four." You're not allowed. Well, you are allowed, but you will get people going, "Why are you so cooked and weird?"
All right. Well, thank you, Lindsay Crabb. This has been a really eye-opening experience. So if you're the kind of cooked unit who likes to walk around with a bag of dead birds, maybe, you know, this TAFE course is for you. Any closing words, Lindsay?
No, just come on down to the Wollongong TAFE and, I'll fix you up real good.
It's in Wollongong.
Yeah, thanks, Lindsay. Thank you.
Lindsay Crabb.
Good luck.
This is The Grub.
All right. We have been through a roller coaster of emotion today, and now it is time for Grub of the Week.
Grub of the Week. Let's get right stuck in.
Stuck in. Have you got any noms?
I have a nom.
Yep.
Yeah.
So yesterday I was driving to pick a friend up from the airport, and on the way there was a car crash on Melville Road in Brunswick, and the police were sweeping up all the glass and plastic from the car crash, and the policeman who was sweeping it up was just sweeping it down the drain hole.
Yeah.
On the side of the gutter. That's surely not good.
The glass into the drain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Was anyone dead in the car crash?
No. I don't think so. They just pulled the car off the road, so I couldn't see it.
Yeah, right.
Is
okay,
glass
so
allowed
littering.
To go in the drain?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
I wouldn't think so.
But he's a cop, you know. How do you, how he would know?
Blue Lives Matter.
Yeah. I have one, and it's a big one. It rocked me to the core. You know those things that happen to you that while they're happening, you're so confused by it that you don't. You don't really react. It takes you so by surprise that you're just like, "Oh, what?" It come into the core. Me and my friend, we had finished the gig. The only thing that open, it's a Sunday. Only thing open in the city was a Subway. Sandwich. We're gonna go and get a Subway sandwich. Yeah. Okay.
When was this in the city?
It's in the city. Yeah.
What time?
It was like. That's important, actually. It was like we got in there before 9, so it was like 8:45.
And nothing was open.
Yeah, well, it was Sunday, you know, day of rest.
Yeah, I can see, like, yeah, it'd be the fast food places.
Yeah. And Subway was the better choice of that at that point. And it was closest. That's the main thing. Okay, so go in there. Sandwich artist is making a sandwich for a dude. It's taking a little bit too long. She doesn't know really what she's doing, but she's there by herself. She's figuring it out. We're there waiting, nothing, no hi, no really acknowledgement of us. We're waiting there. This is before 9. We are there 20 minutes before 9 o'clock. It takes 20 minutes to get for her to make this sandwich. Way too long.
That's really long.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then at the end she goes up to us and she goes, "Sorry, it's past 9 o'clock. I can't make it. We're closed."
She did that on purpose.
Wait, past 9 o'clock.
We're closed.
Oh, PM.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, "We were here before 9 o'clock. Couldn't you have told us that while you were making that sandwich that you couldn't serve us? Why'd you wait this long?"
This has been a real, for me, this story has been a real roller coaster because I thought what was going to happen was whoever was getting the sandwich made was going to yell at this sort of minimum wage Subway worker.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to hear a story about a bad customer who was mean to someone who's just slaving away at a fast food joint. But it turns out that that minimum wage worker was actually a scum rat.
Yeah.
Who deserves to be making minimum wage.
Yeah. I mean, I just said, I was in such shock. I was like, what is going, what? Why didn't you tell us before? Mm. And she was like, sorry. Sorry about that. And just like, but we were here before. Why? And she's like, sorry, it's past nine. I'm like, but that's your fault.
Mm.
That's not my fault.
Yeah.
That's, and I just went, this is fucked. And she just went, sorry. That's all she could say. Mm. It's just sorry. No explanation. No really idea of what she'd done.
And I can tell you from the inside too, because I once had a 3-hour training shift at Subway that went pretty well. And I can tell you that they absolutely can make you a sandwich after their official closing time.
Yeah, it was fucking insane.
If you were in there beforehand, write to Jared from Subway.
Yeah.
In prison. And say, look, mate, I know you got stuff on your plate. I know that you're now consider yourself a sovereign citizen and you're a really crazy pedophile. But do you stand by this? He's probably still got some sway there.
Yeah, he's got power. Yeah. So that happened. And then I just walked out and was like, fuck, I should have gone. I don't know, because it's a fine line, right? Because you don't want to go nuts at someone that's earning minimum wage. Mm. Like, her job sucks, right? And I've been in those jobs where all you want to do is leave, okay? So I get it. But at the same time, it was absolutely fucked in the head.
Yeah, just say, hey, I can't make another sandwich after this one.
Yeah. Like, tell me while you're doing it. Like, yeah. When I go in, I waited for that for 20 minutes. It was one of the worst experiences of my life.
I'm so sorry. What
would you end up eating?
I think I had to go to Macca's.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was an absolute nightmare. And I've never fully recovered. As you can see, I'm still shaking. I will never use Subway ever again.
All right, well,
Subway, you have lost a customer for life. Until you're the only thing open again. And then maybe I will consider coming back to you.
My nomination for Grub of the Week is the bloody TMOs at the Rugby World Cup.
What's the TMO?
The television match official.
Uh-huh.
They're always going to the TMO.
Yeah, right. Always.
It's a big controversy, this World Cup. Does anyone care? Nah. You don't care.
Why? Why are you so upset about it?
Nah, it doesn't matter.
Nah, tell us.
Nah, you don't care.
No, we do care.
Nah, you don't
care. Danielle, do you care? Yeah,
come on, Greg. Come on, Greg. Care?
Use your words. Get your emotions out.
They're being too... What started as a joke is now going to me just explaining the big controversy at this Rugby World Cup.
Uh-huh.
But they've been too, overzealous with dishing out penalties for foul play and dangerous tackles.
Uh-huh.
And they're basically getting the TMO to stop every 2 minutes of play to go, did that guy hit his head a little bit? Is that a red card?
Mm.
And it's according to Phil Kearns, the biggest man in Australian rugby, it's ruining the game and he may never watch again.
Really? So he's done to me in a Subway.
Mm.
And he'll never patronise it ever again.
Yeah.
I somehow doubt it. I reckon he'll sneak one in when no one's looking.
I reckon the fact that he's on the Fox like rugby commentary team means that he definitely will continue.
Yeah, he has to.
Support the rugby.
Well, those are three strong contenders for Grub of the Week. What are we thinking? How are we going?
I'm thinking, you know, like when you were saying that Subway story and then I sort of said, oh, you should write to Jared, just made me start thinking about Jared and how bad he is.
Yeah.
And maybe it's time that we sort of... Gave it to
Jared. The pedophile.
Yeah.
The pedophile always wins.
That's a good life model.
Yeah. Yeah. The pedophile is always the worst cunt.
Yeah.
I mean, what an upset. Are you happy with this, giving it to Jared?
I'm happy to give it to Jared. I feel like if we give it to just a lady who worked at Subway,
I'm still thinking
over a pedophile, there's something wrong with us. So.
Yeah. I mean, in my eyes, that lady is worse than a pedophile. But, but well done, Jared from Subway. You have made the grub of the week just for continuing to exist.
And that's the kind of brave stuff we do here on Grub, on the Grub. So if you want to keep us doing brave stuff and getting out there and talking to those in, seated in their positions of power, then get onto our Patreon and donate money.
Money.
And that helps us fight the power and sing songs about our dogs.
That's right. And we also have T-shirts available at Big Cartel. So head on to that and grab your The Grub T-shirt and get us a little bit closer to forcing people to pick up their phones and listen to a message of us telling them to listen to The Grub. Mm-hmm. Also, every part that you play in the Patreon or the TV or the T-shirt, sorry, will get us one step closer to being on television, which has been my dream since I was a little boy.
So thank you, and thank you, Danielle.
Danielle, you got any cool things happening?
No.
No, absolutely.
I got a podcast that too, but...
Batch Bitch. Check it out on your podcast services. And thank you very much for joining us.
No worries. Thanks for having
me. Bye.
See ya.
Lindsay told me that I can't come at my desk anymore. No more. No more coming. Ever. I used to love to come. Come all day, all night. I got one of those, you know, those little vibrators pop in there. I just popped it in 8 hours straight. I just come. My boss would come over and he'd be like, Daddy, how you...
The truth comes out.
We got her. We got it on tape.
This is definitely going to make it in that bit at the end of the episode.
You want to redo that one?